If God loves us, listen, okay, listen to this. This is a question that is really like, it hits home. And it's one that I had too. If God loves us, if there is a God, if he's real, and if he loves us, why do we suffer? Here are some answers that Christianity provides that I'm going to give you my answer. The first answer is this: suffering can strengthen our faith. James 1, 2. Number two, God can use suffering to call us to repentance. Luke 15, 4. Number three, suffering can come from our choices. Proverbs 13, 20. Four, if we suffer for righteousness, we will be blessed. 1 Peter 3:14. Okay. So, here is my response to all of those answers. The question again was, if God is real and if he loves us, why do we suffer? All of these answers that come from the Bible, they edge closer to the succinct answer, but they don't hit it on the head, okay? They each point towards the right direction, but I do not believe that multiple answers are needed. I believe only one answer is sufficient. And so this is my answer. Now you can tell me whether this answer is sufficient or not. I believe that God makes us suffer. God is real, and I believe that God makes us suffer because we have chosen to experience exactly the reality that we have created. And through our experience, we suffer because we are apart from him. We are apart from our self-knowledge. We are apart from our self-recognition. We do not understand our connection with him. We do not understand ourselves. Okay, that is my answer. That is Seema's answer. Okay, that is Seema Tangri's answer as to why we suffer. So, like, people do not know that God is real, and that is why we suffer. And so they think that if God is really real, we wouldn't be suffering, right? Because God is supposed to be all loving or whatever, and like helpful, you know, and he's supposed to help us out when we pray or when we ask or whatever. So this is why a lot of people don't believe in God, because they don't, they have not been educated on the fact that God is creation. And so they think that God is a separate entity that is like supposed to grant us our wishes. No, you know that in a relationship there's always work, right? That's why I'm not in one. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. I'm like half kidding. But in any relationship there's work involved. Otherwise it won't function. Just like a business, right? You have to put in a lot of work into a business. Even with corporate businesses that run the world, you have to put in a lot of work. The employees work very hard to keep the business running, right? So a business in and of itself is a relationship. Why? Because it's the relationship that the business owner has with themselves, by the way. This is what business operates on around. That's why you can see that people like Steve Jobs and Howard Schultz and people that have started businesses that are global, they have a very succinct, secure, and balanced relationship with themselves. They're very self-aware. They're very logical and rational with the way they carry out decisions. And so the relationship that they have with themselves is based off of trust. They don't doubt themselves when they make moves. They don't doubt themselves and their intelligence. And that's why they're millionaires, multimillionaires, right? And that's why their businesses are thriving globally. So any relationship needs work. And so when you work on the relationship that you have with yourself, you can see who you are. You can see who is God. You can see why God makes us suffer. You can see what your contribution to this planet could be in terms of a business, and how God can lead you to creating through him, to creating beautiful things for the world through him. People love to hate on innovators. They love to hate on CEOs and pop artists and people that actually create things with their minds and tap into infinite intelligence to create. People love to hate on these people because the global society does not understand what flow is, because our global society has been conditioned, right? to act in a state that is antithesis to flow, in a state that is of struggle, because we have been taught by an education system which is corrupt, and an education system which seeks to transform human beings into slaves, slave minds, that don't understand their own creativity or power or potential, which is infinite, because it houses creation itself. It houses the creator itself, right, within it. God is within each man, each person, each being, each inanimate being, not just animate. So yeah, our education system has failed us. It's indoctrinated us into conditionings that make us believe that we are supposed to just conform, and then, you know, you go to work, you make money, and you continue, you rinse and repeat, and you become really disconnected. Like, you become disconnected from your potential. And this is not me making any negative statements. Like, if you're taking this in a way that is negative, I want you to reframe your perspective real quick. Reframe the mood and the emotion around your perspective, because guess what? I'm speaking the truth. And the people that want to hear will hear. The people that don't want to hear will not. And that's it. You know? So it's important to, on that note, actually, you know, it's important to keep an open mind in general, like in life, you know. If you are somebody that can keep an open mind with people and adapt to different people and their energies, you'll become very expanded in your worldview. You'll become really experienced. You'll become really experienced, you know. You won't be lacking in any regard, which will make you a target for different energies in life or different experiences. Because let's say you're inexperienced in some certain realm or avenue, you will be a slave to the impulses that you are driven by, instead of being able to adapt to your surroundings. So, like, an example would be, like, you don't like somebody, so you judge them through a certain lens, so you don't get to learn from them. That's an example. Another example is you don't like a job, so, like, you immediately leave without, like, giving it your best shot. That's another example. Another example is you don't accept yourself because you look at yourself in the way other people see you, and so you limit your own perspective of self. That's another example. A fourth or fifth example would be you stop being friends with someone, so you immediately dislike them, right? Instead of, like, understanding the human condition in and of itself, and understanding different perspectives, and making room within your heart to be peaceful and equal, and to accept people and all of their different situations. So these are various examples of how one should embrace open-mindedness and, like, kind of run away from pigeonholing themselves into any, like, one mentality when it comes to people or jobs or money or whatever. Like, seek to open and expand your mind as much as you possibly can. And if that means listening to me, great. If that means listening to anybody else on the internet or on YouTube, or, like, you know, do it. Do so. Like, seek to expand your mind. An example of this is I'm always reading and I'm always listening to different podcasts and different people. Like, I love to listen to people on YouTube. I love to listen to different podcasts. I love to read books. It's so fun. I love to listen to ebooks and audiobooks. And I stay, like, with one, and I finish it because it's, like, interesting. And if I don't like it, I don't listen. But, like, you know, I know what I like, you know. And so spend time with yourself. Get to know what you like. This is my advice. You will grow as a person, and you'll become a lot more happy. Like, you'll become a lot more happy because your worldview won't be so constrained. Imagine if we walked around, like, thinking one way all the time. We'd be miserable, bro. Like, it's not depression I'm talking about. Like, it's just being, like, ignorant. Like, honestly, because, like, you're not allowing yourself to see clearly, you know. And like, only you know who you are, and, like, only you understand if you're lying, like, every day. Like, let's say you, like, literally have a fake identity, and you, like, walk around with a fake identity. Like, you know that, and other people probably know that too, you know. So, like, maybe don't, you know. One thing about that in regards to me and my pursuits is that it was very hard for me to do social media, for example, once upon a time ago, until I realized that, hey, bro, this is the cheat code for allowing for people to understand who I am, what I want, what my mind holds, what my personality is like, what my emotions are like, how powerful they are, how artistic I am, you know, like how maybe like different I am. Like I accepted the fact that that there was no other way for me, you know, like people just have to know who I am, you know, because otherwise, like, it's all about them. Like, I love people to the point where I want other people to be happy when I'm around them. So I just don't like the focus to primarily be on me. I prefer to nurture, you know, like that's how I am. I prefer to nurture and share and commune and discuss. But this space, the internet, is for me to teach, bro. Like, the internet is for me, you know, to express, to teach, to feel however I want to feel, and to show that, you know, and that's it. And a lot of artists are misunderstood. You have to know, though, that every single great mind in history was an artist. Galileo was an artist of mathematics. Da Vinci was an artist of code, right, and music and communication. And so on and so forth. Sylvia Plath, artist of words. You know, like, Michael Jackson, a magician. Like, people really would be benefited from taking inspiration from everybody that they meet. Even, again, even if you think you don't like somebody, there's always something to learn from anybody, bro. Like, there's always something to learn. Because, nothing is accidental. People are not in our life by accident, number one. Number two, this life is a game of learning. That's it, period. Like, your life doesn't end ever. Like, even when you dip out of this body, you're still learning in a different form, right? So, like, it's important to, like, be aware of that and not cut ourselves off from learning, bro. Let's not stagnate our growth, you know, because that's like the worst thing ever. Like, you're literally dead. Like, if you stop learning and growing at, like, I don't know, age 22 or some shit, like, you're dead. Like, why would you kill yourself at 22 mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Physically too, because when I say when I say physical growth, I actually I like align it with spiritual growth in the sense that I understand that the mind, the body, and the soul are all connected, right? And these things produce the emotions, they produce the energy in motion, they produce motion forward, aka change or growth of the soul. So, you know, it's a trifecta, mind, body, soul. These things are all connected on an equilateral triangle. So because of this, whenever I say physical health, I don't want you to think of like going to the gym or simply focusing on like one area of your body, like the muscles or the measurements or whatever. I'm talking more so like DNA growth and change, because we can change our DNA over time. This is what a DNA activation is. I don't know if you've ever heard this like super far out term in TikTok spirituality. Like, you know how people are like, oh yeah, I went through a DNA activation, which like I've been through a few of them, you know, so I can speak on it in a way that is derogatory because the term is funny to me. But because it's such a hypocritical term for people that don't get spirituality, you know. I want to paint a bigger picture of what it actually means. So DNA activations are essentially just when you change your DNA willingly in a direction of which you want it to change. So, like, if you're consuming, like, coffee and, like, things that replicate your cells in a certain way all of the time, and then you switch to consuming things that are different on the scale of like, frequency or light, consistency, like, let's say you go from like drinking espressos every day to like eating a ton of vegetables and you completely cut out espresso and you substitute it with water. Like, that's a drastic change, you know what I mean? So, like, with that being said, you are going to be changing your DNA when you do this. You just have to stick with it. Like, consistency is the key to anything, like, ever, in terms of building something, okay? Like, people say consistency is the key, but, like, what does that mean? It means that if you want results, bro, like, you have to iterate. Like, you can't, you can't do something even a few times and expect results. Oh no, you have to iterate. So consistency compounds. You see this in market trends as well. I think I talked about this in my last podcast because I like to get a little bit graphic with things in terms of explaining numbers. So you guys know that I like to illustrate things graphically. So I discussed and described how consistency compounds, and we can see that when we study bar charts or even numbers graphs, or even like weather patterns and shit. It's so easy to see how consistency compounds, even in your like, in the way you spend or like your daily habits, bro. Like whatever you're consistent in, you're gonna become that. You know what I mean? Whatever you consistently think, that's what you're gonna become. Whatever habits you consistently have every day, and you repeat and you iterate every day, you're just gonna continue, and it's gonna be harder for you to change your habits. So with that being said, you know, you can change your DNA in this way by being consistent in a certain direction. Let's say you're smoking like a ton, and like, by the way, I'm not giving negative or positive examples. I'm illustrating a dichotomy for you. I'm illustrating a distance or a difference for you. I'm not trying to bash one side or another, by the way. Like, please understand, I'm very general, and I'm making a point, you know? So that's the point of this discussion. So if you want to change your DNA, just engage in certain activities. You know, if you want to be less sensitive, desensitize yourself. Like, this is a trick. Like, we are machines, and the mind is a machine. So you can program it in any way you want, because you are above the mind and above the consciousness. Like, you're the soul. So you can program the mental machine any way you want. And when you program the mental machine, the physical machine will soon follow. Okay? So it starts and ends in the mind. Okay? The mind is your computer, your hardware. Actually, sorry, your software. Right? And the body's a hardware. So with that being said, you know, you can program your mind in a certain way to create your body, and then simultaneously to create your outward reality, because it's a ripple effect. But yeah, you can change your DNA in any way you want. And like I was saying, if you want to desensitize yourself, just do things that make you less sensitive. Engage in mental and physical activities that will make you less sensitive, less perceptive. But if you want to become very sensitive, there are ways that you can do that as well. Like, people who are very skilled at music and have like musical inclinations, they're sensitive people, right? I myself, right? So like, why? Well, it's not that I, you know, for example, was always musically inclined, but I was always sensitive, so I just channeled that energy. You see what I'm saying? I channeled that creative energy into music. Let's say you're asking about Seema a few years ago. I would have never known or understood how much I love music or how good I am at it. It's just because I focused, you know. It's just because I put my energy towards something, and I channeled my energy through this creative outlet. So like painters, like, you don't get good at painting overnight, you know. Or mathematicians, right? You get the drift. Like, it's not just music, it's anything. You can become good at anything through what? Through iteration and through focus. This is what people need to know. And yeah, again, like, you can mold and transform and change your body in any way you want. The body is malleable. The face is malleable. I like really should get into this because it's really cool. People get surgeries and stuff. You don't need to get surgeries to change how you look. You just need to will it. You have to will yourself to look a certain way. You have to focus on what you want to see and see it before it's even there. And then it'll appear in your face, in your body, in whatever you want. But take the necessary action to get there holding the vision. You don't just like wish. This is not a game of wishing. Everything is strategic. Everything is mathematical. Everything is planned. Everything is orchestrated. Everything is intentional. Manifestation is intentional. And if you are manifesting shit in your life and you don't like your life, change what you're manifesting. Change what you're focusing on, and understand that you need to harness this power that you hold, or else it's going to run you. Right? If you're not running your reality, it is running you. And this echoes back to the mind. If you're not running your mind, it's running you. Right? So it echoes back. So people need to know that about manifestation. It's not a game of chance or probability. It's a game you control. You just learn the rules of the game, and then execute, you know, and understand that there's no such thing as doubt or fear. We create doubt and fear. We create anxieties for ourselves. We don't think about how we can solve problems in our life in a way that is creative and different and from a different angle. We just throw our hands up in the air and we say, oh my God, why is this shit happening to me? Well, maybe it's happening to you. I'm just giving you examples of things I've been going through as well. So let's get into it. Maybe this can help you, you know. Well, maybe things are happening to you, bro, because you allow them to happen to you. You invite them. So whether you're inviting them consciously or subconsciously, like, I mean, it's, you're gonna know. Like, that's something only you can know. But guaranteed you've attracted what you have going on, you know, guaranteed. Like, there's no other way. People, another thing people do, which I do, when I say people, guys, understand I'm also talking about myself. I'm not exempt from any of this shit. I'm not exempt from life whatsoever. I'm just here to document my experiences as I go, and hopefully we can all learn something. I'm not here for any other purpose than sharing, okay? So let that be clear. I come from a very humble space when I make these. So, like, what do I have to gain? What do I have to gain from talking out my ass for like an hour? Like, nothing. I just want someone to have to find value, you know, from anything I do or say, etc., you know. So anyway, so with that being said, understand that you hold the power. You hold the power. All religion will tell you this, just in indirect ways. People should really dissect the Gita, dissect the Bible, dissect different texts, and see the underlying message, and like, isolate it, though. Like, don't take things as face value. Like, don't. Because, like, you're not gonna ever encounter a burning bush. Like, you have to understand that these instances in history, they are not isolated. Like, you also can have such experiences of supernatural encounter, etc. Like, you're a supernatural being, bro. Like, it's not far off. Everything you have is because you've attracted it. Understand that. Understand that you are a magician of the highest caliber. Like, but people have to want to know. People have to want to know. If you don't want to know and you're just hearing this, you're gonna be like, what is she talking about? You have to want to know how much money you can make. You have to want to know how healthy you can be. You have to want to know how creative you can be, how expansive and smart you are. You have to want to know how to connect with people on a deep level. Even if you're just, you know, giving them their coffee, bro. Like, even if you're just giving them their coffee, you have to want to be able to connect with other people and see them as sacred. That's it. Life is everything. Like, life is everything. Life is so deep. Every moment is so deep. And we go to work and we go to school and we have health issues and money issues. And we forget this. We forget that life is deep. We forget that every moment is within it an infinite amount of possibility and creation. Like, we forget that we have potential to become anyone we want to be in this moment, to decide it and then execute it over and over again for the rest of our lives, for the days that follow. And we forget that history and the past doesn't exist anymore. Like, we forget these things. And the future is yours to create now. Like, right now. Right now. You can go up to someone, you can tell them you love them, your whole life can change. You can go to someone, you can tell them you like them, you want to be their friend. You've earned yourself a lifelong friend if the alignment is correct. You know, you can get a job and you can decide to grow as a person from that job. And you can allow yourself to be emotionally involved, you know, instead of instead of being not involved at all, or instead of having a fear of being emotionally involved in situations or jobs or people. You can just be emotionally involved. See what happens. See what happens. Take chances on people. People are people. Accept them. Love them. Do not expect things from people. You are not here on this planet. You are not in the business of expectation. You are in the business of attraction. And fine-tuning your vibration to attract, to allow, to expand, to love, like, to experience, to have fun with. That's what you're in the business of, to play with. You're not in the business of expecting shit. Like, what the like, that's so limiting. You are going to be disappointed if you expect things from people. You are going to be disappointed in people every time. Every effing time. Every time, bro. Because people are people. And it's your job to love them. And if you want to receive love from other people, that's your first mistake. Because there's no love that exists that is greater than the love that you have within yourself. There's no love that exists that is greater than that. The greatest of loves is within yourself. It is there. It is all there. It is all there within you. So yeah, you have a surplus to give. You have a surplus to give away. Your cup is overflowing, bro. If you're expecting love from another person, you know what happens then? And if, let's say, they give it to you and your expectation is fulfilled, here's what happens. You cut yourself off from your own source. You cut yourself off from your own ability to self-love, to love self, and to love others. And then you do what? You throw away the cup, or it can't be thrown away. So you just choose not to look at it. You turn your head from it. And instead, you have an empty cup that you're staring at, waiting for someone else to fill it. And when they do fill it, it's only like halfway or like a fourth or something. It's not even up to par of who you are. You know, it's not even matching your existence or definition of self, right? Of spirit, soul, right? Of Atman. Like, it doesn't even compare. So, friends, it's important that we understand who we are and that we don't expect from the world or from people. Do what you came to this planet to do. If you have commitments, fulfill them with love for your creator, for giving you the chance to wake up today and having your limbs move and your ability to talk be active, your ability to receive information and process information in your mind be up to speed. And you are grateful and you work for your creator. You work for the essence that is within, period. You are not working for a big guy up in the sky. You are not working for wishes to come true. What the fuck is that? Like, what is that? You are working for the essence that is within you. You do understand that that is who God is. It's important. We started this podcast with the question of who's God, and if he is real, why does he make us suffer? The answer is you. Y-O-U. Like, that is the answer. You attracted this experience that you're experiencing in your life. You attracted this way of seeing God. You attracted... Why? Because we have these bodies. We're separate from him. We don't see him. We cannot see him with our human material eyes. Like, it's impossible. It's impossible. You know, there's so many different iterations and orchestrations and versions of reality that we cannot perceive because we're limited by this human... by these human senses. And by our sense perception, like, other beings have different sense perceptions on this planet and on other planets as well. Other beings have different sense perceptions. So they use their senses differently. They infer knowledge differently. They know different things. You know, that's why if you connect to higher beings, bro, like, you can also know different things. But that's, that's, again, up to the human being. A lot of people don't want to try to see who they are that is beyond the flesh. They don't want to see who they are that is beyond the flesh because they don't know that this world maybe even exists or something. But anybody can tap in. Anybody can tap in. Anybody can tap in, you know, to creation. Anybody. And this is how Jesus healed the sick. This is how, like, I'm telling you, you know, we are miracle workers as well. Jesus was the Son of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. And that's it. That's it. You know, Jesus came as his representative, you know. And all of the miracles that Jesus performed, we are not in the same time or space or reality to self-understand in that way. So we're so cut off from even our realization that we maybe can perform those miracles, or realization that we can get to a place that Jesus was as being aligned with God, you know. Like, we don't know that that's even possible, because we live in a world where there is, like, mass pollution, mass declination of consciousness, like, mass corruption, you know, mass inflation, mass lies, lies, lies. It's all lies. It's demolition, you know. It's ridicule. Like, it's a deception of human consciousness, you know. And it's an attack on the soul. Like, it's an attack on the human spirit, fundamentally. You know? It's like, imagine if we all could self-realize. Like, there would be, the whole economic system would have to shift, right? Like, there would be a huge uprising or demolishing of the infrastructures that are currently in place globally from both an economic and socioeconomic level. So we cannot challenge the system, and if we do challenge the system, we gotta do it in a way that is covert and in a way that is secret and in a way that is quiet and fun and self-explorative. So I hope that this podcast brought you some value and some joy. I hope you're leaving better than you came, and I hope that we were both able to together explore the question of whether or not God exists. Is God real? If so, why does he make us suffer? The answer is, ladies and gentlemen, that you make you suffer. You make you suffer when you choose not to ask big questions like, what is the purpose of your human life, etc. Right? You choose to struggle rather than to awaken, because sometimes awakening is very difficult. There is a quote, I think it was by Einstein. Was it? I'm not sure. I think it was by Einstein, who said that, was it? No, now I'm like annoyed because I don't remember the quote. But there's this quote that said that it's easier to it's easier to lie to a man than to convince a man that he's been lied to. Because people don't like to be deceived, because like the ego takes a hit. For me, it's like, bro, I would rather know the truth, man. What the hell? Like, if you're gonna lie to me, bro, I better be aware so I can like have a strategy in place of how to lie to you back. Like, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm only half kidding. You know, it's just good to know the truth, because then you can then you are empowered when you know the truth. And the truth is hidden. It's always hidden. Like, the truth is never really public. Like, it's actually always hidden, you know? For example, my truth is that I love people. Do people know that or see that? No, like, they don't. Because people choose to see what they choose to see. But my truth is very... And also, like, I don't know, I attempt to live my truth, like, very much. Like, you know, in my content and stuff like that. Even if it's like really multifaceted. But yeah, I encourage people to live their truth as well. But what I was saying was it Emerson or Einstein? Now I feel stupid, man. I feel like it was Einstein. I'm actually gonna give it a quick search, because I hate not knowing, you know. Hold on, who said it? Let me Google this real quick. It's better to lie to a man than to convince a man he has been lied to. Love knowing. Oh, here we go. Mark Twain. Einstein. Oh my god. Mark Twain said this. I'm a little pissed off at myself, to be honest. But anyway, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Like, I hope you found value in this podcast, man. I really go hard on these, you know what I mean? I attempt to make a mark mentally in the minds of people that choose to listen to my stuff. But if this found you better, than you were when you came, go ahead and drop me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I would really appreciate it from the bottom of my bottom. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Peace.